And what makes this such a big story is just that, Chris. It's not simply hiring reform mandated or pushed out by OPM. OMB is involved in hiring reform and the entire administration. So, you know, if you recall back to May 11th, 2010, President Obama issued a memorandum to all federal agencies saying it's time to improve the hiring process, time to make it more user-friendly. And here's a timeline for moving that forward, and let's make this a system that, again, the job seekers could understand. It's going to get the right talent in, and it's going to benefit us all.
A couple of questions around this. One is, and we touched on this last week, but I'm hearing more and more people saying, okay, age of austerity, there may be furloughs or freezes of hiring and stuff, so I don't really need to worry about this anymore. True or untrue?
Untrue. And here's why. At some point, agencies are going to have to hire. And at some point, and even as you look at age of austerity as well. So the Debt Commission actually says, we're going to reduce the federal workforce by 200,000 people. And the way that we're going to do that is for every three people that need to be hired, for every three positions that become available, you're only going to be able to fill two. Well, You still need to fill two positions.
Right. And in order to get the best people, you need really your top people aren't going to sit around for 6 months waiting for you to call them back as their resume sits in this black hole of wherever they send it.
Absolutely. And even more so, this in some respects, this issue becomes even more prominent, more important in age of austerity when you've got limited resources and you've got limited positions, but they're likely, under almost any scenario that you can look at, there is going to be some hiring that's done by the federal government. To that point, you need to make sure that you're attracting the absolute best talent for that position and you're getting that talent in the door. People aren't going to wait. You have to make it something where they understand what the process is. You've got to create a system and structure that again is conducive to them muddling through it. And most importantly, and again, we've talked about this on several occasions throughout since May, Chris, is that one line in the presidential memo that calls for greater engagement and involvement of hiring managers in this. If we're in an age of austerity and we want to make sure we have the best darn person for that job, hiring managers, it's incumbent upon you to get involved in this and define what it is that looks, what does success look like? What does that person need? What do you need in order to get your mission accomplished? That's even more important now when with even more limited resources and limited opportunities.
And it also seems like if you're going to, I mean, this is a real opportunity to make sure you have the best people in the best places doing the best jobs. And that's what really top level organizations do, the best people in the right places, so they're sort of ready for whatever may come.
Yep, and at some point, if you have your short-term lenses on and you say, well, we're entering a period of austerity, everything else, at some point, government will need to fill, at the very least, fill behind those who are leaving federal government. We'll have to see how much some of these austerity measures actually affect that. Again, there is going to be a need to continually hire. You need to continue to improve those pipelines, and most importantly, again, get the entire agency involved in figuring out how to effectively bring the right people into the agency.
The other thing that really strikes me is being fairly different in what the Obama administration has done is this just wasn't, as you said, handed off to OPM. This has been an administration effort to improve the hiring process from OMB all the way down.
That's exactly right. And I think that's actually what makes this such a big story as well. This isn't simply an OPM initiated effort. Yes, OPM are the legs that are driving this, will continue to drive it. But this is really a recognition across government that talent really matters and that people have to invest in talent. That's the bottom line that I see in this. This isn't simply about hiring reform and changing the process. This is about people inside government understanding that people matter and that talent really matter in achieving your mission, and you have to go about it in a way that both is beneficial for you so that you get the right person in, but you've also got to make it transparent and open so that the job applicant themselves really understand what they're getting themselves into and getting them excited about what they're getting into.
Yeah. The other and as I said when we started, I'm shocked nobody has selected that as their top thing of the year, which really kind of surprised me. The other one that you wanted to talk about was something called the Pre-Election Presidential Transition Act. What is this?
What this basically does is, in the past, you know, it was taboo for major party candidates to start talking about a transition into office before the general election. And the Partnership for Public Service and several others have long said, you know what, that's wrong. And in fact, that actually impedes the ability of a new administration to come in and quickly be able to hit the ground running and govern. So what the Pre-Election Presidential Act, what it really does, says that it's actually okay, and it's not simply okay, but we, the federal government, is going to help major party candidates ahead of the election prepare for a transition. So a few of the things that are included in there, for instance, the act allows or provides that GSA will provide transition support to those major party candidates, including things like office space, communication services, briefings, other assistance that they can provide. It allows for candidates to actually raise money during their general election for transition related expenses as well. It also encourages the outgoing administration to take steps to prepare for a smooth transition of power as well. So again, a lot of it's around briefing. You know, let's not wait until the general election in early November to actually then try to brief a transition team on some of the major, very, very complex issues that this country is facing. And have every intent and understanding that we really think you're going to be ready to step in 2.5 months later, yeah, ready to govern.
We almost have to come the way it is right now. You have to come almost to a complete halt before you start picking up again. And I say that with all due respect to the very, very able career workforce, but it does, that transition is really, really complex.
It absolutely is, and you know, it really has not been a focus at all. And you know, frequently we hear that candidates are quote unquote measuring for curtains.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's not what that's certainly not what we want them to do, is measure the curtains. But what we do want them to do is begin to think about, and in a transparent way, begin to have conversations about what does it look like when this new administration is taking over the reins. What do they need to know? You know, giving some security clearances to folks earlier on so that some of those high level briefings can actually take place, so they understand the complexity of the issues. I think, you know, a lot of this act was actually premised on a report that the partnership released, and in releasing that report, we brought together folks from a number of previous administrations to talk about both where in the transition things went well and where in the process things went awry. And I think in the last transition, one of the things that you saw was the Bush administration actually opening up its door, so to speak, to the Obama administration and saying, immediately after the election, saying, you guys really need to get up to speed on this. We're going to actually help you get up to speed in that. That has to happen. The act actually allows that to happen even earlier in the process. A good first step in it. I think, you know, ultimately our country, this democracy, you know, is very proud of the fact that it should be, that we have a peaceful transition of power. Let's not just stake all of our reputation on a peaceful transition of power, but also that when that transition happens, that the new administration is absolutely ready to govern.